From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says its successful test of an intercontinental ballistic missile proves it can carry a large nuclear warhead. The U.S. Defense Department Tuesday confirmed Pyongyang test launched an ICBM. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in a statement said it represents a new escalation of threat to the U.S. and called for global action to halt it. The Hwasong-14 flew less than 40 minutes, gaining an altitude of more than 2,800 kilometers at a distance of more than 900 kilometers. But RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it's not yet a direct threat to the U.S. mainland.
We do have to remember, though, that this missile only had about a 6,500-kilometer range from what people are estimating, which would allow them to reach parts of Alaska, but certainly not to either Hawaii or the continental United States. So they've still got a ways to go before they really have a threat to the United States, other than in Alaska.
The UN Security Council, which has approved resolutions prohibiting the North's missile and nuclear programs, will hold an emergency meeting on the latest missile test later Wednesday. The UN Children's Agency Tuesday said a cholera outbreak in South Sudan has now spread to 9 states. Christoph Bullerek said over a million malnourished children are at risk.
The current outbreak in South Sudan has spread to 23 counties across 9 states. It's clearly an additional threat on children in a country where 1.1 million children are malnourished and almost 290,000 children suffer severe acute malnutrition.
He said nearly 7,000 cases have been recorded, including 174 fatalities. This is VOA News. Qatar's foreign minister has dismissed a list of demands issued by 4 countries that demand it cease supporting terrorism. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani said the demands by Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt amount to Qatar giving up its sovereignty.
We have been saying several times any set of grievances or demands should be realistic and actionable. And what we have seen that the list is unrealistic and it cannot be actioned, and it's not talking about terrorism. Mainly it's talking about shutting the freedom of speech.
Qatar has denied supporting terrorism, calling the charge baseless. The 4 boycotting countries are to meet Wednesday in Cairo to discuss the matter. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in the midst of a 3-day official visit to Israel, the first by an Indian Prime Minister. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel was effusive in his praise of India's culture and democracy, suggesting the two countries are kindred spirits.
Although we are unequal in size, we're equal in spirit. We believe we can accomplish great things. We have accomplished great things. And we have many, many more opportunities to seize together in the future. But I have to say that we also face common challenges. And the first of it is to defeat the forces of terror that rampage through the world and threaten both our countries.
National University of Singapore analyst Kanti Prasad Bajpai said the two countries also share close defense ties.
But Israel adds its own quite significant systems to existing Indian weapon platforms. So they're very good at, say, things like missiles and electronics of various kinds. So that's very useful for India. So overall, yeah, I mean, both from the political symbolic point of view, as well as a more material set of benefits, it'll be a good visit.
Mr. Modi has no plans to meet Palestinian officials during his visit. A boiler explosion at a Bangladeshi garment plant near the capital Dhaka late Monday killed at least 10 people and injured dozens more. The country's garment industry, one of the biggest in the world, generating most of the country's export earnings. A French-based rights group released a report Tuesday saying Hutu authorities in Burundi have intensified an ethnically driven purge of the army. The International Federation for Human Rights saying hundreds of Tutsi soldiers have been murdered, disappeared, or detained, while others have deserted. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe Tuesday unveiled a plan of tax and spending cuts aimed at boosting investment following a massive presidential and legislative electoral victory of President Emmanuel Macron's Republic on the Move party. Philippe said the French people are hooked on public spending. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.